what you wanna see. Know I'm what you like, I'm your fantasy. Keep it real tight like you wanna be. Sounding real nice like a melody, melody, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, tonight we watched The Never Ending Story.
We watched The Never End. You actually watched it a week ago. How are you? Did you rewatch it at all, or are you?
It is playing next to me right now.
Oh, cool. Cool. Very cool. This movie, like this is one of those movies that, like, I always think I loved it because it was always fucking on. And I didn't really like this movie. It was just always fucking on.
I went into this going like, oh man, I remember watching this with my aunt. And I think this is one that Jeremy really liked. And I can't remember if that's the truth or not. And, you know, first of all, let's just keep it a little bit wheel timey. I'm going to be your bare-breasted, laser-eyed sphinx. We'll talk about that later.
Fuck your bare-breasted, then. I'm going to be your nipples out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nips out. Laser eyes, dude. Those were Dr. Evil-style sphinxes. I remember, like, that scene came up, and I was like, huh, may or may not have masturbated to this before. I think it's Atreyu. I believe it's the actor that played Atreyu. He started the original 420 bars.
What?
In California and here. Yeah, apparently. Found that out recently.
I saw that he was like, he's done a lot of bartending, but he's bud tending now?
No, he started one of the first edible companies that was here in Washington, and they were pretty big in California.
Oh, wow.
You ever see 420 minis or something like that? He started that.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's start at the beginning. The fucking 80s and their orange juice and raw egg. Fucking come on.
Oh, with the dude that plays the dad who he's, God, he plays Hurst in Deadwood.
Yeah.
He's in Simon and Simon. Lisa's like, that's Simon and Simon, motherfucker.
Yes. He's in, I think I remember him. I want to say he's in Cloak and Dagger, which is another movie I've.
Oh, he's in so much shit, dude.
So real quick, 1984, PG, 1 hour, 42 minutes, directed by Wolfgang Petersen, who's done, like, this cat. Holy shit. Let's talk about this dude for a second. Air Force One, The Perfect Storm, Outbreak, In the Line of Fire, Enemy Mine, Das Boot, and a bunch of German shit. Like, Das Boot was his crossover. Like, he was German, 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 Germany, Germany.
The director.
Das Boot, Never Ending Story. Yeah. And then, like, Never Ending Story was his, like, crossover movie where America's like, why don't you come over here and make some movies for a while? Starring, I mean, no one that, you know, we remember anymore, but just for fun, Noah Hathaway.
Who's the kid?
Oh, the one person I want to mention is, because we're going to talk about him later. Oh, he's not even here. Alan Oppenheimer, who did all the voices in this. He did the Rockbiter. He did Falcor. He was the narrator. He's got over 300 credits thanks to movies and video games.
Nice. And you know what? If your name was Sebastian, would you go by Bastion? I don't think so.
His name, too, it's Bastion Benedict Bucks or something like that. Like, I don't know where anybody got his full name in this, but yeah. Especially when you're, like, getting picked on. Like, when like, the first job of everyone's day is to beat you up. Maybe don't be Bastion.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, we all dealt with some shit as a kid. I never dealt with, like, strong-arm robbery at, like, 8. So that's pretty terrible.
I mean, thank God he jumped into a trash bin full of hay, though. That was lucky.
In the middle of the city. Lucky.
That should have been diapers.
Yeah, diapers and fucking baby shit and rat food and all kinds of stuff.
Gotta go up to the top, won't stop. I'm gonna be the man, yeah, I gotta cut the knot. Really haters really on me, tryna take my spot. But we go up, yeah, we never gonna drop.